most energetic of the ministers, I'll say, in the state government. He's here to take your calls, 1300 222 774. 1300 222 774. Yesterday, he gave the stamp of approval to some parts of the east-west tunnel. The Linking Melbourne Authority have issued a statement saying that the Elliott Avenue connection, which has been deleted, they welcome, even though it was their plan. And mysteriously, they say they will look at the potential purchase of additional properties as part of the ongoing process the government is rushing through to get contracts signed before the November state election. Matthew Guy is here to take your calls. 1300 222 774. He's also the Minister for Multicultural Affairs, and I will ask him about Bendigo Mosque as well. Matthew Guy, good morning to you.
G'day, John.
East-west, the tunnel. First of all, we spoke to the opposition earlier this morning, and they say this is part of a process that now is completely shambolic and in chaos.
It's an interesting argument for Labor to make. I mean, these are the people of the Mikey ticketing system and the desalination plant to then come on and say that the government that's run the regional rail link at $1 billion under budget a year ahead of schedule somehow can't manage a major project, I think, is
quite
odd.
A proposal here. You had a public hearing, a series of public hearings. Mm-hmm. You've had some recommendations from an independent panel. You've cherry-picked. Some you've accepted, some you've rejected. What's the point of an independent panel if you don't take their advice?
Let's go through the process here, because I've heard your own introduction and I heard the opposition come on and make some comments. The process here, and the best way to describe it for your listeners, is that what I've approved is the equivalent of the rezoning. And for someone to then come and build upon it, they then need to submit development plans. So the first stage is done, and that is the equivalent of the rezoning, which is the approval I've given yesterday. And that means that the proponent, who's the Linking Melbourne Authority, will then look at what the zoning structure would say, or in this case, the approval planning approval process would then say, and then what they can build within that framework of the approval process. Now,
okay, thank you. But the question was, what's the point of an independent panel if you don't take their advice?
Oh, I certainly did take their advice on a number of occasions, particularly around Elliott Avenue.
And you rejected their advice on a number of issues. Let's go through them bit by bit. What's the point of a panel if you cherry pick which bits you want and which bits you don't?
Like any planning panel, they are there to give me advice, and I am required to have regard to their report. It's 380 pages, I can tell you, I've looked at it, and I'm required by law to have regard for all of their recommendations to me, and I certainly do that. I'm also then required by law not to then go and seek external advice from my colleagues or anyone else once that report comes to me.
You have to make up your own mind. What's the point of having an independent panel giving you advice if you cherry-pick the bits you like and the bits you don't like?
Well, this is an infrastructure. This is a planning panel. It's not a panel in relation to infrastructure. So as a consequence, I look at that document and I look at the planning advice back to me, and I decide on the advice given to me what I believe is the right thing to do. Now, as you've said, there are some recommendations I've accepted and some that I have not, particularly in relation to Elliott Avenue and the interchange.
Which is in Royal Park near the zoo. So you've dumped that. Right?
That's correct. Well, I believe that, as the panel said, the best location is to look at an off-ramp around, or an access ramp around Flemington Road. That would mean, certainly in terms of visual and amenity impact for Royal Park, that would be a lot lesser of as an impact than would have been beforehand. I think that's right.
Well, that had already been considered, but they'd gone ahead. The planning of the Linking Melbourne Authority had gone ahead and decided to dig up a huge part of the park and create a big junction there next to the zoo.
Well, as I said, I've accepted that recommendation around Elliott Avenue.
So they didn't know what they were talking about?
No. What any authority will then do, I imagine, and I don't know this for a fact, but I imagine they would have a number of options in front of them as to what they might be able to do and where they'd like to do it, pardon me, and do it, and what would be their first case or what their primary objective might be, but then they might have to default to other examples.
So there you were for months defending the plan.
Oh, no.
Now you're dumping it.
No. Again, let's be clear about the process. And I will add on top of this, this is a process established by the previous government.
No, you and Terry Mulder and the Premier for months now have been saying how this is a really good plan, now you're dumping it.
No, that's just not true, John. I'll go back to what I first said. This is the first stage of the planning process. Yeah. The development plan process comes next. and the development plan process then submits the style of the development they want to put in place.
Conceptually, at press conferences, in talkback interviews, all of those, for months you've been saying this is really good, and you just dropped it.
I'm not sure what we've dropped.
You've just dropped the Elliot Avenue interchange and the digging up of Royal Park.
Well, I've just approved, in the major planning process, the largest road project in Victoria's history.
Without the Elliot Avenue interchanges, which was a very controversial part of it. So let's move on to the other end.
Wouldn't you then say refinement of a proposal during a planning process shows that that process is actually working?
At the Hoddle Street end, their recommendation was that you start the tunnel further out, go in underneath, stop destroying Clifton Hill and parts of Fitzroy by demolishing rows of buildings and doing a cut and cover, and change the way you do it. You've rejected that advice and decided you'll stick with it anyway.
Well, there wasn't any geological advice to actually say whether that could be done. So I think on a planning sense, that might be the case. My view is that the proponents, the Linking Melbourne or Shire Authority, should have the ability to submit the final development plan along the process, along the design that they had originally intended. If the Linking Melbourne Authority chooses to do otherwise, they can then come back and then choose to bring the tunnel further eastward. But that
if you weren't in such a hurry to get the contract signed before the November poll, you'd have time to do more geological surveys and maybe adopt their recommendations.
Well, at the end of the day, John, you have a process that was put in place by the previous government that I've adopted that has gone through a series of assessment committee recommendations to myself. As the planning minister, it's my job to read that report, to be comfortable about what's in it, to say what I think,
or
to decide.
My question: if you were not in such a hurry to try and get these contracts signed, there would be time to adopt their recommendation, do the geological surveys, and see if that's a better outcome.
This is a time frame in an Act of Parliament, the Major Transport Projects Facilitation Act, that we are keeping to within the timeframes of that Act, and that Act was passed by the previous government. So this is an Act of Parliament.
You can change that. You've got the numbers if you need them. You can extend that. If you want a mandate for this project, surely it should go unsigned to the election.
John, Melburnians want governments to get on and put in place infrastructure for a growing city.
Ted Bailey went to the election promising Doncaster Rail. That was his principal transport promise.
He promised a full study into the viability of Doncaster Rail.
He committed to it, along with upgrades and improvements to the Frankston railway line.
Which are occurring.
Well, they haven't occurred. They were promised for the first
They're occurring.
Term.
The Melbourne Rail Link, the Airport Rail Link, the East-West Tunnel.
There was no absolute commitment to the
Frankston corridor.
There was no absolute commitment to the East-West Tunnel.
John, the Liberal Party has been talking about the extension to the East-West Tunnel since 1999. I mean, this is not
new. The extension to the East-West
Tunnel. Well, I should say the tunnel, I should say, from the end of the Eastern Freeway since 1999. It's not new that my party has backed the concept of bringing the Eastern Freeway to its rightful place, and that is a connection with another freeway. I mean, we have a freeway connectivity south of the city that is very important for jobs and the way we live, and we need to do the same for the north of the city. And frankly, I don't see why Melbourne's eastern suburbs should come off second best and have a freeway that ends in a T-intersection.
The Auditor-General says that high-value, high-risk projects have to go through a process. You've truncated the process. The Auditor-General's got no idea what that is, and he says basically, in a nutshell, it's wrong.
John, anyone who's got a problem with the process, including the opposition, should go back and look at the Act of Parliament that was passed under the Brumby government, the Major Transport Project Facilitation Act. That's what we've used. It's the right act, and it's going to bring forward a piece of infrastructure that Melburnians, and particularly our major job-generating industries around logistics, desperately need.
The Linking Melbourne Authority say in their statement, it's unclear, that they will look at potential purchase of additional properties after reporting to the Minister. What does that mean?
Well, they will have to come back with a development plan, and if they want to do that, that will be a request, but that will be in a development plan phase, which is their next phase. As I said,
sure, but which properties are they talking about?
Well, that's a question. My role, John, is the planning process. If anyone in the development phase wants to put in a submission otherwise, that's up to the proponent, that's the LMA. Now, I've, as you know, required a property impact report that will look at jobs, that will look at the issues you've just raised, and importantly, that will be incumbent upon the proponent, the Linking Melbourne Authority, to come back and present that to the...
Tom in Kensington, you're through to the Minister. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I'm at 18 Bent Street in Kensington. So the current reference design has 8 metres from the freeway, yet we haven't received foreshadowing compulsory acquisition notices like all other residential properties in our street, despite us actually being closer to the freeway than them. Similarly, the LMA and the government hasn't been willing to manufacture an outcome for us like they have for Evo. I think from all your comments...
So Evo is that apartment building that the government's bought in lock, stock and barrel?
Correct.
Okay, thank
correct.
You.
Yep. So, yep, so that's despite us being 8 metres from the freeway.
Yep.
And the CIS has been, I guess, stated as being highly deficient by both the Independent Assessment Committee and, I guess, yourself, Minister Guy. So it's obvious that it's been rushed and there's a clear lack of project governance.
Your question then is?
My two questions are, if this project is for the prosperity of Victoria, where the Premier has come out and said that the government will be fair and compassionate in dealing with people affected, how can there still be no clarity on timing for reaching acceptable outcome for residents such as us who stand to lose significantly more than our life saving, particularly when, I guess, leading economic consulting firms like Urbis come out and say, looking onto a freeway, you can expect to lose 20%+ of the value of your property. So,
okay, let's get an answer to your questions, Tom.
My job as the planning minister is to give planning authority to a project or planning clarity to a project that can then go through the first stage and then begin to put in the development plans. That's what I've done. In relation to compulsory acquisitions, that is a matter for the proponent, which is the Linking Melbourne Authority, to actually determine what areas they obviously think they need to acquire or have the conversation with residents about what they might need to acquire. So that will be a matter for the responsible proponent, who is the Linking Melbourne Authority, to come back and provide that advice to affected parties such as Tom.
Well, I guess my follow-up question then would what would satisfy you? I guess obviously you're now aware of our situation where the current design has it 8 metres from building, and I guess the LMA, the government, has not engaged with us at an acceptable level. I guess coming back to my comment previously about project governance for a massive infrastructure project such as this, where, you know, everyone seems to be passing the buck. The Premier says no, pass your crews onto the infrastructure minister. The infrastructure minister says the LMA, you can deal with them. The LMA says, but we don't have the power to acquire property. That's been the process that we've got.
Tom, can I clarify, do you want to be compulsorily acquired too?
If there's going to be a freeway that close to my apartment, I do not want to be anywhere near it during the construction phase.
Okay, what about double glazing or assistance for that sort of remedial work? Yes or no?
No way. I mean,
okay, you just want to be bought out.
If you're talking 20%+ erosion of the value of your property, if this goes ahead, then that's the government accepting that they can ruin people's lives financially.
Okay, let me get an answer from the minister. If you compulsorily acquire everybody like Tom who says they want to be, the project cost of this will just go through the roof.
Well, I think there's 2 points to make. Firstly, every major project in Victoria, unfortunately, will have compulsory acquisitions. EastLink did under the previous government, in fact, about three times more than under this project. The Regional Rail Link did. Obviously, big projects will do that. In this instance, I'd say very clearly, the development plan to be submitted by the proponent, the Linking Melbourne Authority, identifies the areas they want to be, they believe they'd like to have compulsorily acquired. Then it's up to the government then to either accept that or put that process in place.
So are you interested or not interested in talking to people affected like
Well,
Tom?
They should talk to the proponent, who is the Linking Melbourne Authority, and it's up to the
who
proponent.
Who operate under guidelines that you and your colleagues...
Well, not create. Under myself. Obviously, I'm the planning minister, but yes, under the auspice of the state government.
All comes down to politics in the end. Thank you, Tom. Chris in Clifton Hill, good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Minister. The panel listened to the experts in traffic and geology and, importantly, the community for 5 weeks, and they've come out with a very sensible report. And when they looked at the eastern end of this tunnel, they saw that the flyover was not necessary based on the traffic data.
This is the traffic, the flyover for people coming up north along Hoddle Street?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and to turn east out towards Doncaster, yep.
It's unnecessary and it has terrible impacts on that area. It also requires demolition of the Gold Rush houses in Collingwood, Bendigo Street, and a temporary road that's going to knock out a big swathe of Clifton Hill, all heritage. And they've looked at it and they've said, this is all unnecessary. Move it further east. It'll save the shot tower. And there's some vent stacks which are putting air pollution.
And the minister's rejected that proposal, Chris. So
time
is tight. I do want you to get to the point, please.
Yes. The vent stacks cause cancer and they're right next to a school. So are you going to refine it, as you say in your press release, or are you going to completely redesign that interchange?
Well, with great respect, I don't see I haven't I'm not aware of any kind of massive cancer outbreak due to the CityLink vent stacks in one of the most densely populated areas of Australia, which is Southbank. Having said that, I think that what needs to be put in context is the flyover that you mentioned. It is my belief that the flyover should be able to be considered by the Linking Melbourne Authority as part of that project. I believe the flyover will ease traffic congestion, actually get the traffic off for Hoddle Street, back into the freeway in a more prompt manner than would be otherwise. You know, creating a T-intersection when we're trying to solve a T-intersection, in my view, isn't going to work.
So I'm just trying to clarify what that actually means for Chris and others. You want them to redesign the flyover, is that what you're saying?
No, we've approved the flyover, but with conditions, John, and this is the most important thing.
What do those conditions mean?
Well, they could relate to noise, they could relate to design, they could relate to
arrangement. You want another sound tunnel like the one in Flemington?
That might be one of the considerations they make, but at the end of the day, as I said yesterday, it's not a blank cheque, it's an approval with conditions. And around this flyover, there are conditions and noise attenuation, the property impact report, they are all conditions. And I think that this is what needs to be put into the recommendations, into consideration. We have approved it with these conditions, and it's now incumbent on the LMA to put those in place.
Jackie in the city, good morning. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, John. Go morning, ahead. Minister.
Go ahead.
Hi, I live at 18 Bent Street as well. I'm a neighbour of Tom's and...
In Kensington,
yes. So we've gone through the roundabout of LMA consultation, discussions with ministers and all of that sort of thing, and we still don't get a decision or an outcome, and yet we're just told we've got to wait. But, Minister, I note that in your decision report, item 36, you've commented that the committee recommended the primary recommendation for that the southbound connection of project should be set aside until the recently announced works on CityLink, the Tulla Freeway and WestLink are clarified. So you've noted it, but you're proceeding and you've approved the project.
No, that's not true. I've given primary planning approval for that to be considered. I think this is where people are getting mixed up. It's not the development plan approval. This is the primary planning approval for what's called parts A and B. And part B is from the Tullamarine Eastern Freeway interchange down to the port.
Can I clarify? This is like the conceptual approval rather than the detailed plan.
Correct.
So, Jackie, conceptually, yes, he's approving it, but not the detailed plan.
That's correct. So what will need to be submitted next are the development plans. And I might add, this is an established process to which we're following, and it's the proper process for people to be able to see what is occurring at a point in time.
Does that help you, Jackie, at all?
Not really, because we've never been able to see any alternate design for that port link connection, John. And in terms of the development plan phase that the Minister alludes to that we're now going into and LMA's got to respond to, how do we engage with them? How do we influence the design outcomes for that area?
Minister?
Well, obviously, contact with LMA will be important and LMA's contact with individuals will be important.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
But at the end of the day, as I said, I've given the primary planning approval for what's called parts A and B, and as you're referring to part B from the interchange down to the port, it is now incumbent upon the authority, the Linking Melbourne Authority, to then put forward a suggestion as to how they intend to build that or have that put in place, and that will then need to be approved, and obviously submissions back through the committee chair, DTF and Vic Roads, who form part of a working group to then provide further advice to myself. This is a process that's been established for some time under the previous government, and it's one that we believe is going to be fair and reasonable.
Text messages, it's impossible to get more than a tiny little smattering of them to air. What does your decision mean for Parkville West? We're in limbo now. Please take responsibility, says Christine. It should go to a vote. Should not be arguing for anything else. Just let us vote on it. Why not trust the voters, says Colin in Q. Matthew Guy, good communicator or snake oil salesman, says Mick. The Linking Melbourne Authority is a government body, so Mr. Guy should stop blaming them. Get real, says Bert. Doug in Baronia, there's still no business case for the East-West Tunnel. I'm pro-train, anti-freeway. I was optimistic when the Coalition came to power because of their pro-public transport stance. They've been a disappointment. And the East-West Tunnel project is not designed for the betterment of the people of Victoria. It's designed for the betterment of the consortium that builds and owns it, claims Doug. And Stephen Ascot Vale finally says this Victorian would like enough information about the alternatives, but then a chance to vote before it goes ahead. So, Andrew in Collingwood, good morning to you.
Good morning, John and Minister.
Good morning, Andrew.
I'm
very disappointed with the government. It has created this artificially tight time frame, which has prevented good engineering project management. And so the whole project hasn't been designed and thought through and presented to the people in a proper and logical manner.
Andrew, if I recognise your voice, you're a retired engineer who you've spoken to us before. You live in the affected area.
I certainly do.
Andrew, can I just ask, if you're an engineer, can you tell me what other major infrastructure project has been announced by a government and then said will allow the infrastructure project to be effectively a referendum, rather than getting on with the job and doing it straight away? What's one in the past that has been in that circumstance?
Look, I can't tell you that, this government has been very critical about the previous Labor government on its desalination plant, but here they're going and repeating the same mistakes by rushing the process. Why should there be so many changes when it was presented to the planning panels and to the people as being a project that was to be considered and authorised? It was only just a conceptual project. It should have been a final project.
But I ask, again, Labor Party stated this morning, and I ask, what are the proposed changes, apart from the Elliott Avenue interchange, that I have recommended or made to the original design that's been debated for a period of time? I mean, people are saying there's all these changes. Please, apart from Elliott Avenue, what are they?
The changes, it should be, just as strongly the committee recommended that the eastern end of the tunnel should be extended beyond Hoddle Street.
I think you've spoken to us before.
To ignore that.
Yes, you've spoken to us before, Andrew. Your wall of your house, your party wall, becomes the edge of the construction site.
Exactly.
If I remember correctly, yes.
My point is, John, that people are saying that I've made a huge number of changes to this project. I've taken recommendations of the committee in relation to performance requirements, urban design, amenity, impacts, environmental management, heritage. You would expect me to put those conditions on. I've deleted the Elliott Avenue interchange, and I've given an overview to the project to proceed under a similar guise to what was submitted in terms of the flyover, the portals interchange, and sections A and B. Now, my point is, what's fundamentally the huge change that Labor is rabbiting on and others have said that I've made of the project in the last 24 hours?
Andrew?
Well, I think he's talking around in circles here, that you engage your planning panels to inquire. They come out with strong recommendations, equally strong was Elliott Avenue change, and equally strong was the extension of the Eastern Freeway, or the entrance to beyond the eastern...
On the eastern side of Hoddle Street. So Andrew's point is the cherry-picking one I was raising with you before.
Well, I take
one set of recommendations about Elliott Avenue, but reject the recommendations about Hoddle
Street. It's not about cherry-picking, John. I have to have, under law, full regard for the panel's recommendations.
Sure.
I can do that, but at the end of...